Now, I just need to do a check. How is our chocolate going? You patient children. Hands up if you've still got your chocolate. Do we have any chocolates that have gone? Oh, very good. Okay, we've got some patient children here. Good stuff. Now, I just need to clarify something because somebody was remarking on what's behind me. I'm just clarifying, we're not playing bingo today. And yeah, so, and it's not sort of any sort of gambling type thing. Just, you'll find out later what it is, but just to set you at ease there. Now, I don't know about you, but I love birthdays. I love getting presents. I love blowing out candles on birthday cakes. I love that you can invite people over and they have to say yes because it's your birthday. One of the things, though, that I love may seem a little odd. I get really excited each year about counting down until it's my birthday because I always think it makes it more exciting on the actual day when you've sort of built up that anticipation about your birthday. Now, today is a special day because it's the beginning of a countdown to a very exciting day in the year, possibly my second favourite day after my birthday. So it's pretty obvious, what's the day that we're counting down to? Emily knows, it's Christmas, that's right. So just for those of you who like to count down, today it's 28 sleeps to go until Christmas. Some people are getting excited, this is good. Now, there's lots of things to do in the next 28 days. I wonder if you can tell me what are some of the things that you'll be doing in the next 28 days. Looking for some people who... What? Shopping. Yes, lots and lots of shopping. Cooking. Mmm, excellent. Christmassy food. You're putting up the Christmas tree. Has anyone already got a Christmas tree up in their house? Oh, we've got a few Christmas trees up already. That's quite exciting. There's lots in the shops. I decided we wouldn't have a Christmas tree here because I didn't want to get too excited. Some of the things I'm excited about is that in about a week I get to finish my other job. That's pretty exciting. And those of you who are at school, you get to finish school in a couple of weeks. Some of you might have already finished school. Uni students have finished exams. It's a very exciting time of year. And sometimes those exciting things can make us so busy that we forget why we're actually celebrating Christmas in the first place, celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, I reckon we've got it pretty good. We only have to wait 365 days, or maybe 366 days, to wait for Christmas to come around each year. But God's people, the Israelites, had to wait much longer for Jesus. You see, the Old Testament, the Bible, there were lots of times when God told a prophet about the coming of Jesus, like we heard in our Bible reading today from Isaiah 9. So the people in the Old Testament had to wait so long that, in fact, none of them lived long enough to see the Messiah, to see Jesus. They had to wait hundreds and hundreds of years, the Israelites as a people. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when you're counting down to something, sometimes you get a bit carried away with the counting down and you get a bit disappointed when the actual day comes. The Israelites were so excited about the coming of the Messiah, they got a bit carried away. Isaiah 9 tells us that the Messiah was to be a mighty God, a Prince of Peace. It makes it sound like he was going to be a big, impressive king. He was. But we know that Jesus wasn't born in a palace, was he? Or even a house. He was born in a stable. Not very king-like. Those Israelites who were so excited about the arrival of the Messiah thought Jesus couldn't possibly be king because he didn't look like the king they were waiting for. He didn't act like the king that they were waiting for. And he certainly didn't live like the king that they were waiting for. They were so disappointed. They didn't accept Jesus for who he was, the Son of God. It's pretty sad that these people who've been waiting hundreds of years didn't recognize God's most important gift when he came at Christmas. Even today, people don't recognize Jesus for who he is. Now, the New Testament tells us pretty clearly that Jesus is the one that God sent to be king. Sometimes we call him Messiah, which means Savior. Sometimes Son of God, sometimes Christ, which means that he was anointed to do a special job. Sometimes we call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We call him Lord, Lamb of God, Light of the World, King of the Jews. Pretty clear he was a king, right? So Jesus calls himself these things, just like I might call myself a sister or a daughter or a teacher. Not only does Jesus call himself these things, but other people call him this as well. It's pretty clear that Jesus is a special person, not like any other. Just because he doesn't talk or walk or act like a king doesn't mean he isn't one. Now, today marks the start of our countdown to Christmas. It's pretty exciting, but it's also a great time to reflect on the importance of Christmas. We're celebrating the most amazing thing, that God sent his son, Jesus, down to the earth as a baby so that we could learn how to live by copying him. But that's not all. That's not the most amazing bit about Jesus coming to the earth. The most amazing bit is that Jesus provides a way for us to be friends with God. By dying on the cross, at what we celebrate at Easter, he paid the price for our sins so that we can be in relationship with God. Now, each week, we are going to open a box in our Advent calendar. It's an Advent calendar, in case you hadn't worked it out by now. And it's going to remind us, each week is going to have something to remind us about the first Christmas. Now, it's a story that you will have heard hundreds and hundreds of times. I know I have. But this Christmas season, make sure you take some time out to reflect and think about the amazing gift that God gave us. It's not just something that we play with one day and toss out the next. It's something that gives life for eternity, and that's pretty amazing. We're going to open, just to test your patience a little bit more, we're going to open the first box in our Advent calendar later in our service. We're going to stand and sing, but before we do that, let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus at Christmas. We thank you for this exciting time of year where lots of great things happen. We thank you most of all that you gave your one and only Son to teach us how to live and to provide a way for us to be friends with you. I pray, Lord, that as we go through the next 28 days to Christmas, that you'll help us to reflect on what this means for us and to spend some time thanking you for your most precious gift. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.